שלום רב, ידידיי וחבריי. The COVID, the day that are coming up, the day of Hanukkah, I would like to say a few words, the COVID Hanukkah, and לכבוד our ידידים and our תלמידים. ידוע that the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Ba'alo Yitzcho speaks about the Medrash of Aaron HaKohen with Chol Shodaitoi, that B'shas HaKrovas HaNasim Lo Yehu V'lo Yishiftoi were not included in those that were in Nidvas HaMishkon. Chol Shodaitoi. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Omo Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Leicha mor li Aaron, al tisyori, legdoilo mizois atomuchon. I have something much bigger, much greater for you. Hakobonois, kozman shebeis hamikdash kayom, heinoyagin. As long as beis hamikdash is kayom, so kobonos are there. Aval haneirois, looilom el mul pnei hamneiro, yoiru. Neirois will last forever. כל הברוכה שנסעתי לכל לבורך את בוני, אינם בטלו לאוילום. Two things. Number one, מנוירו, and number two, דוביך אז כהנים את אינם בטלו לאוילום. So the Ramban says, והנה ידוע, דובר ידוע, כשאין בית המקדוש קיום והקרבונות בטלים, מפני חורבונוי, אבל נרס בטלו. We know that the truth is that now that Bichubono, we don't have the possibility of being madlik neiros in the mikdash. So what really did Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the pius? With what was he mefayes? Aaron HaKohen with the fact that ein betelos loylom. Aval loy l'rames lo elo l'neiros chanukas hachashmenoyim. The whole idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mephias Aaron was the etzim idea that eventually there will be Chanukas Chashvenoim Shehinoheges Af La'acha Chubim B'goloseinu V'chein Birchas Koyanim Asmucha L'Chanukas HaNasim Noheges Lo'ilo. And that is with the connection of the two parshiyos that we have in the Torah. Be'etzem, to understand the Ramban well, we have to firstly understand what was the Chol Shadaitoi. Aaron HaKohen was zoicha to do things that no other Kohen was able to do. Avodah Beis HaMikdosh, Avodah Yom HaKippurim, Chivitin Kol Yom. He had special zechuyos that he was zoicha to be able to do things that no other person was able to do. It just so happened that in Chanukas HaNasiim he wasn't included. But here again, it was a matzev of Chol Shadaitoi. And this Chol Shadaitoi created a matzev that HaKadosh Baruch has to repay him in a very positive way. And to give him, Shelecho Gedoylo Mishalohem, I saved something much bigger than that for you. Of course, bigger was in the same mitzvah which they did, we have a much, in the din, the mitzvah of Chanukas HaMizbeach, we have the Chanukas HaMenoiro, and that's the Chanukas Chashvenoim, and that is the mitzvah which is the Heges L'Doros. And this mitzvah Be'etzin is really not Koyanim. As we know, the Chol Bayis V'Bayis, everyone is zoche to the mitzvah to be able to light the Neiros Chanukah. So what exactly was the pius that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Aaron HaKohen? In the Maaseide, in one of the Maimorim, in the Sefer of Das Chochma Musar, says the following. Roisi b'medrash, kibbut she'ekribu yud bei shvotin, v'lo hikriv shevet levi, with Chol Shadaitoi, אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, דבר אל אהרן ואמרת אליו, יש חנוכה אחרת שיש בו הדלקת הנרות, ואני עושה בו לישראל על ידי בניך. ניסים ותשועה וחנוכה שקרויה על שמו, והיא חנוכת בני חשמונאי. ולפיכך נסמכו פרשה זו לפרשת חנוכת המזבח. This is the midrash that the Ramban brings. Now, how was Moshe Rabbeinu mefayes Aaron that he got to be part of a mitzvah that will never be bought lo'olam, a mitzvah which is zechiyo olamis. It will never be able to be taken away from Klal Yisrael. And why really were they zoiche to such a mitzvah? In other words, Mazeda seems to ask the Shaila that a mitzvah, in order to have it and to retain it, it should be yours, you have to be zoiche to be able to do the mitzvah. A mitzvah doesn't come because if I'm here, I might as well, I could do the mitzvah as well. No. The Mahalach HaDvorim is to be zoiche to do a mitzvah, you have to invest in doing the mitzvah. And only with a proper investment, if it's done properly and correctly, sometimes your zoiche is so well and so good that your zoiche, that the mitzvah becomes yours and it continues forever. This mitzvah can always continue. And here the shaila was, with what? With which koyach were Klal Yisrael zoiche to be able that such a matzah should be, that this mitzvah of Chanukas HaMenoro should be lo'olam forever. So he says, V'hu al yedei shemosru nafshum la'bavoido. Yodua, the melchom of Chashmonoim was the melchom of Mesias Nefesh. Rabbi Madmatim, it was done without an army. Was done al yedei tzaddikim, Chashmonoi Uvonov. They were the ones that undertook to fear the Melchome. And what was the Melchome? A Melchome of to be metaya, the nikui of the Mikdash, to be able to continue to do avoido in the Mikdash properly. And this they did with Mesias Nefesh. And doing the mitzvah with Mesias Nefesh, they were zoiche that this mitzvah remained theirs forever, a mitzvah nitzchiyus of being able to be madlik the menorah in the Mikdash. We today are zoiche to continue with this mitzvah because of the Mesias Nefesh that B'nai Chashmonoi invested in having this mitzvah to be ours, that we could be able to do and be mekayim the mitzvah lefi the halacha, the way it's supposed to be done. This is what really gave us the koyach to be able to do the mitzvah properly. Mitzvah Chanukah, the Rambam calls it mitzvah chaviva ad moed. It's a very chovivdik mitzvah. The Magid Mishnah brings the mokor to the Rambam is a rogel ben neir having bonim talmidei chachomim. In other words, this is really the same thing, chaviva ad moed. It's a mitzvah that's invested tremendously. When you invest in the mitzvah and do it properly, the end is zoichin lebonim talmidei chachomim. Zoichin, you're zoichin to what the mitzvah is supposed to give you. The te'elos of the mitzvah comes to you right away because you invested in the mitzvah and you watch the mitzvah and you guard the mitzvah. Then the mitzvah becomes yours. And in your mitzvah, this mitzvah continues and stays by you. Ana Koyen, Betzem, the mitzvah Chanukah HaMenorah that we have today is really a derabbanon. And all the mitzvahs that Chol Shadaitoi, all mitzvahs of course of Deraisa. And the teretz really is that the pius of Moshe was not that he was able to light the menorah, but there's a continuation, there's a nitzchiyus in this mitzvah. Einoch hanami. The continuation is taka mitzvah derabbanan. But the continuation of this mitzvah remains by Klal Yisrael, This yisod is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This is the continuation of that mitzvah d'oraisa. And this was a pious for Aharon HaKohen. Nispayes, in the essence fact that he knows that this mitzvah will continue forever in kol tzura shehi. And why will it continue forever? Because this mitzvah was done with Mesiyas Nefesh. This mitzvah was done Rabim Bad Matim, Tumim HaTeorim, Ushomim HaTzadikim, Zeydim Adoizke Sirosecho, the Mesiyas Nefesh that they did in order to win over the Yevonim and to eradicate, to throw out Chochmas Yevon, Talbus Yevon, Hanhoges Yevon, to throw it out of Klal Yisrael completely, that allowed this mitzvah to be able to continue forever. I think this is a very choshuva message to actually continue to teach on Chanukah Lebnei Beischo, to teach them that knowing that when you invest in a mitzvah and you put in the maximum for the mitzvah, you want it to succeed, you want it to continue, you want it done, the mitzvah has a koyach to guard you and to help you and to allow you to help you to continue. Here we see the Mesiyas Nefesh of Chashmonoim, that was the Mesiyas Nefesh, that was the koyach that allowed this mitzvah to be able to continue forever. Kadosh Baruch should help, that we should be zoiche to do the mitzvah properly and do it in the maximum havona that we understand that the mitzvah should be done. We should connect ourselves to the mitzvah and realize that we're connecting ourselves to a mitzvah that we won a melchome, we won, and we deserve to keep the mitzvah. Adon mi'ad, l'netzach nitzachim.